was really good. And then after a while, he felt like he had sort of lost a step or two from when he was promoted as black belt to, you know, whatever that current day was. He felt like he wasn't up with the standards or whatever. So he demoted himself to purple belt. And let's talk a little bit about humility. In our martial arts school, patience, discipline, and humility are the three pillars that we use to help teach. But this story, it is, I mean, most people in the jiu-jitsu community are kind of familiar with this, but Ensign Inyo, I know I pronounced his name wrong. It's a story about him, and he's a, I don't know what degree black belt in jiu-jitsu. Demoted himself after he was really good, and then after a while he felt like he had sort of lost a step or two from when he was promoted as black belt to, you know, whatever that current day was. He felt like he wasn't up with the standards or whatever, so he demoted himself to purple belt and was sold as a tale of humility. So I want to play some of this. This is him telling his own story and then kind of react to it a little bit, and let's get into it.
Ever hear about that whole situation where I demoted myself to purple belt? When I came back into jiu-jitsu after laying off for a long time, I just didn't feel like...
So there you go. He demoted himself.
I was a black belt or black belt level. So I decided that I'm going to put on a purple, just a personal journey. And what's up? Are you seriously okay with it? He goes, well, he said, you're one of my proudest black belt.
It's him talking to his teacher who promoted him to black belt, telling him what he wants to do.
I don't give out many black belts. And I just feel really bummed that you're going to go back to purple. And I said, well, I don't think I could call myself a cell phone expert. So when I told him that, he goes, Ensign, how dare you consider a black belt in jiu-jitsu like a cell phone expert?
He's proud, as most black belts are, talking to his proud teacher and making comparisons that he's not comfortable with.
I'm going to update all the research. Hey, you don't want...
Saying that he's not really up to speed.
I'm going to put on a black belt anymore. And up until then, I had most of the guys were saying, oh, this is such a good proof of humility. You know, that a lot of people, there's so much fake black belts and you're demoting yourself. There's so much, so humble. And
so as a sense of humility, everyone thinks it's a very humble move. And I think on the surface, it looks that way. It looks like he's, you know, he's been out for a while and he doesn't feel like he can compete with even the purple belts. So in the jiu-jitsu system, typically it's white, blue, purple, brown, black. And there can be levels in each one of those to get from one belt color to the other. So he has gone from black down through brown to purple because he doesn't feel like he is up to par. And then this is what his teacher tells him.
Threw a whole curve on me. He said, there's a lack of humility as a black belt. And I was like, well, black belt humility is a black belt. And he says,
yeah, so you demoting yourself is actually a lack of humility.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable being a black belt and not being able to pass a purple belt's card. And when he mentioned that, and I sat back and thought about it, I realized that he was right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to learn more humility.
For sure. He wasn't comfortable in his own ego being a black belt, being submitted by a lower rank. He couldn't lower himself to being submitted by a lower rank. That is the opposite of humility, in that you go so far as to no longer call yourself the thing. That's in my opinion, a very cool story and a very cool way to look at humility and how it can seem one way, but actually translate in reality in another way. And, you know, listen to those who've been there before you. They can help you understand those things. Don't get to a point where you feel like you're infallible in your approach to life. I know I make mistakes every day and I have people point things out and I always feel that sting of ego. And I try to recognize that sting of ego and realize that that sting is my system telling me this is a point where you should probably think about humility. You should probably think about trying to employ it and deploy it. Yeah. Great story.